Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you. And in studio with me this week is Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Lisa, it's been a while since I've seen you. Welcome back.
Thank you. I gave up my spot last week to help promote Niwala, which was a huge success. So it's nice to be back.
And that's what I was about to say. Niwala was a huge success, but no rest for the weary. Still lots of stuff going on in Independence. Am I right?
That's absolutely right. So it kicks off today, as we always say, with recycling. So if you have things you are needing to get rid of, today is the day. Every Tuesday from 11 to 1 at the recycling station at 21st and Maple, they are accepting, obviously, all of the recyclables, but they also will take your trash, your debris, appliances, furniture, and other bulky items. So that's an effort that our city is really putting into motion to help all of us help ourselves to keep our community clean and our neighborhoods picked up and our property in good condition. So take advantage of that. And then you and I were talking before I went on the air about movie nights, how much you enjoy
movies. I love movie nights.
Yes. So movie night is tonight at the library. It was originally planned to be outside. We were hoping for a nice fall evening. Instead, we're going to get a wintry chill. So anyway, that never stops the fun at the library. They are going to be playing Disney Pixar's Coco, and it will be, instead of outside movie night, it will be inside movie night. It's tonight at 6:30 to 9. I think some pre-show activities will be from about 6:30 to 7:30. Then the movie will start. But what's going to be fun about this event is they have lots of activities. Sugar Skull activities, Mexican hot chocolate, movie popcorn, all kinds of fun things for the kids. So if you're looking for something fun to do this evening, look no further. Just go to the library at 6:30 and enjoy Coco movie night.
And the movie is very timely with it being Halloween, since the movie's about the Day of the Dead. So so it's very, very timely. Also tonight, it looks like the Independence High School Fall Vocal Concert will be at 7 p.m.
That's right. So check that out. It's at the IHS Performing Arts Center at 7 o'clock. And then, as you just mentioned, along with Coco being appropriate for the week's activities, we also will be having some pre-Halloween activities at Sweet to Sweet Trick or Treat at Country Place Senior Living. So you can practice up all your trick or treating skills on the 30th, right before the 31st, and go visit all of the people that are living in the senior living at Country Place. It's at 2120 North 13th Street. You know they would love to see all of the kids come. It's from 6 to 8. So get out and enjoy that. That will be on the 30th, which would be Wednesday. And then we have lots of opportunities on the 31st. I was just listening to the ads before we went on the air, and Coffeyville had their Spooktacular. Is that what it was called?
Last night, Spooktacular, in downtown.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Independence will be having their downtown trunk or treat. The Chamber sponsors that. And along with that, Montgomery Place at 614 South 8th Street will be having trick or treat from 5 to 7. So you can go out and enjoy that from 5 to 7, and then that would be earlier than the one downtown. And then Zion Lutheran is having one in their parking lot on 10th Street at 5:30 to 7. And then ours starts in downtown Independence at 6 o'clock until 7:30. And what I'll tell everyone about Trunk or Treat this week is the weather looks like it's going to be good. It will be cold, so just bundle up. Come downtown. There's no particular entrance as far as it's just the side streets off of Myrtle and Laurel. You can come in. We will not allow people in before 6 o'clock. And we will actually sound the fire truck siren to let everyone know that Trunk or Treat is open. And then at 7:30, we will do the sirens again to let everyone know to clear the streets, because they do open the streets back up. But we have over probably close to 60 trunks.
Wow.
And it's going to be lots of fun. It always is. So be sure and dress the kids up, or if the costume is not weather appropriate, just throw them in some jeans and a sweatshirt and bring their candy bucket and come down and enjoy some Halloween fun for Trunk or Treat this Thursday from 6 to 7:30.
Absolutely. Lots of chances to go get lots of candy in Independence. Coming up on November 1st, it's going to be First Friday down at the Civic Center.
Can you believe that?
I can't believe it. Just blew
First
through
Friday.
This month.
Good grief. Okay, so First Friday is this week. We have lots of great speakers lined up for you. What I'll tell you is our business sponsor is Dickie's Barbecue. What's cool about that is they are starting to work on the new barbecue restaurant in downtown Independence this week. So we're very, very excited about that. The brewery is going to be opening up in November, so we're excited about that. But First Friday, we will have four great speakers. Travis Alexander will be talking about the Toastmasters program, which is kind of an organization. It's a national organization that helps people with their public speaking. And it's kind of a club experience where you have a membership. And he's going to tell more about that on Friday. But if you are someone who is looking to grow your public speaking skills, enhance them, polish them up, or just embark on public speaking, this is a program for you. And more information will be shared about that. Terry Clark is going to be speaking from Cobalt Boats out of Neodesha, which is really cool because though they're in Wilson County, so many of their employees live in Montgomery County and drive to Neodesha every day. And so what they are doing in Neodesha has a huge impact on Independence and the surrounding area. And we want to hear all about their expansion that they have planned. Lots and lots of great things are happening at Cobalt. There's a lot of growth opportunity, employment opportunities. So we're excited to hear from him. And then we will be talking about Veterans Day. And lastly, the director of the library, Jerry Hopkins, is going to be there. And she's going to be talking about the public access that our library is getting ready to have. So typically you walk through the doors of the library and it's staffed and people are there and everything. But they're finding that a lot of people need access to the library after hours. And so there's a system now where you'll have a library card, but you'll also have an access card and you'll be able to get into the library and utilize all of the resources at the library, even when there's no staff.
Oh, that's very
cool. Isn't that cool.
Yeah, that is really cool.
So yes, so lots of information is going to be shared about that. I'm so interested to hear more about that. So that's First Friday, sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue, and it will start at 7:30 in the morning on Friday, November the 1st at the Civic Center. It's completely and totally free. It's open to the public, and breakfast will be served of fruit and muffins and hot coffee from Annie Mae's.
Coming up on Saturday will be the Lions Club Bean Feed, and it's pretty special because if you go to it, you get free admission to the ICC football game later that night.
I think this is cool. So the Lions Club and Independence Community College have partnered together. The college is helping the Lions Club with this fundraiser because what the Lions Club does in our community is very, very important. And this is their, I think, one and only fundraiser that they have. So everyone needs to come hungry. It's Saturday, November the 2nd from 11 to 2:30. I go every year. The beans and the cornbread are amazing. And this year, just like you said, they will be, when you buy your ticket, which is only $7, and for children 12 and under, it's $4, you will also get into the Highland versus Independence Community College football game that Saturday for free. So how can you not go have some beans?
Can't beat that.
Yeah.
You get a meal and a football game for $7.
I know.
Can't beat that.
I know. It's absolutely awesome. So we want to support our Lions Club. Again, they do a lot of great things in our community, and we're very appreciative of everything that they do, but they're only able to do it because they do a lot of fundraising. They put a lot of money back into the community, and this is our chance to be able to help them in their endeavors. They will have their regular beans, but they also have a vegetable beef soup that will be available as well. So again, Saturday, November 2nd, 11 to 2:30 at the Wesley Center. Like you said, $7 gets you lunch and gets you admission to the game that evening. And the game will actually not evening, I misspoke. The game will start at 1 o'clock. So you can just go have lunch and go straight on out to Schulte Stadium for a 1 o'clock football game.
Should be a good game. Independence on a 3-game winning streak right now.
I know.
So it should be a really good game. Coming up on November 9th, a huge event happening, the 2019 Veterans Day of Honor. Lots of things going on.
That's right. This is the last thing that I'd like to touch on, and it's very, very important. And I want to give a shout-out to Coffeyville, because I understand that Coffeyville's not having a Veterans Day parade this year. And so what we're doing is we're inviting everyone who has participated in the Coffeyville events to come be a part of the events in Independence, make it have a county feel. Veterans are veterans. We want to honor all of them. And so if you are somebody who has participated in Coffeyville's events, particularly in the parade, be sure and call the chamber at 331-1890 and let me know if you want to be in our parade. We would absolutely love to have you. The more people that are in our parade to show how much we appreciate our veterans, the more people that are lining the streets to show how much we appreciate our veterans, the more impactful it's going to be for those veterans. So this is our opportunity to show them how much we appreciate them. And like we said, it starts on Saturday, November the 9th. And it starts with a morning breakfast at from 7 to 8:30 at the Riverside Park enclosed 4-H building. It's sponsored by Atmos Energy, Knights of Columbus, and our young professionals. And it's a free breakfast for all veterans. And we encourage them all to come out. It's pancakes, it's biscuits, it's gravy, eggs, it's bacon, all of it. It's great. And again, that is for our veterans. And then right after that, it's at the park for a reason, because we have a Run for the Colors 5K fun run and walk, and a walk of honor that take place in the park right after breakfast. So at 8 o'clock, you can register. At 9 o'clock will be a very meaningful veterans walk of honor, followed by the fun run, and that will be at about 9:15. So if you are interested in that, again, you can call the chamber at 331-1890. We can give you more information. There's a military exhibit at the museum from 10 to 4 in the morning. They're going to have coffee and donuts for the veterans, and free admission for the veterans. So once they've had their breakfast, they've done their walk of honor, very deservingly so. Anyone and everyone can hit the military exhibit at the museum. Then there's a cornhole tournament, so this will be fun. This is at 10:30 on the East Lawn of Memorial Hall. If it's cool and not enjoyable to be outside, it will be moved inside to the Civic Center. That's where we had it last year. Registration's at 9:30. The tournament starts at 10:30. It's lots of fun. Again, you can call the office if you need more information about that. And then we will be out at the park again for a memorial tribute and youth essay award presentations at Veterans Freedom Square. It's a new war memorial. Have you been to our park and zoo?
I've been. I went by it two weekends ago. Took my kids out there. So we didn't get out because I couldn't walk very well. My foot was bothering me. But we drove around and kind of just took it in, and it's very cool. We definitely want to go inside next time, though.
Absolutely. So Veterans Freedom Square is located over by the carousel, was the reason why I'd asked. And it's huge. It's beautiful. It's very meaningful and impactful to walk through it. And they're going to be reading off the names of all of the names that are on the pavers out there. And it's again, not to reuse the word too many times, but it's very meaningful. Presentation out there. It's at 10:30, and then we have Patriots Pen and Voice of Democracy essay winners, and they will be presented with their awards as well. And then we'll go right back downtown to Heroes and Hot Rods Car Show. That's from 11:30 to 1:30, and we did that on purpose because it'll be in the parking lot of AutoZone, and they will be there for the Heroes and Hot Rods. And then you can just walk right across the street to the free community bean feed. It must be a few weeks of beans in Independence. The free bean feed at the Civic Center at noon. and then we'll walk across the street to Celebration Park, and they will raise the flag, and they will also be doing a fallen soldier cross presentation, and I've seen that. It's really, really cool. And then after all of those things are done, we will finish our day off with a great parade at 2 o'clock. There's going to be a flyover from a refueler, KC-135, I believe, is going to fly over the parade. That's always really, really cool. And then the parade will begin. It runs opposite of the Niwala Parade. All of the floats and trailers and people that are walking with banners and such will be starting down at Maple Street and Penn Avenue, which is down by the Methodist Church. And then we will end at the Memorial Hall. So anyway, lots of fun things, and I'll probably talk about it again next week. But again, the one thing that I want to say is that we're still taking entrants. The more, the merrier. We would love to have you. And it's not something, I said the word float, but it's not a grand parade like our beautiful Niwala Parade. It's more of people walking with banners, people walking with posters, people dressed in red, white, and blue, pulling wagons with their kids in them, putting their car, you know, their family in their car, and putting signs on the side of their cars, waving flags, carrying flags, anything and everything, as long as it is honoring our veterans, is welcome in this parade. So please, please, if you are interested in being a part of the parade, call me at 331-1890. And if you are listening and you are a veteran, it is your day to be honored. Please come down and take in all of the events and let us show our appreciation.
That's going to be a jam-packed day. Lots of things going on, honoring our veterans, which they very much deserve. So, again, get on down there. It's going to be on November 9th. And Lisa will talk more about it next week as well, as she will be in. And it was good to see you after a couple weeks of not being able to see you. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have Open Line. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.